everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. I've been reinventing the wheel again. As you guys know, every few months I like to reinvent myself. And what I mean by reinvent myself is level up. I'm not the same person I was 6 months ago. And in 6 months, hopefully, God willing, I'm not the same person I am today. You see, every day I take the time to analyze myself, to dig deeper within myself, to find out what it is that I want. What are my dreams? What do I aspire? What does Ari Rose need? What does Ari Rose need to get to the next level? I am always constantly in the search of becoming the best version of myself. Now, that does not mean that I am constantly in this go, go, go rat race, because that's not what it is. But there's always something new to learn. There's always a new thing to do. There's always something more that I can add to give more value to my clients. There's always something else I can incorporate in my daily life to become healthier. I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect. And I'm sure when I'm 70, I probably won't be perfect either. Life is an ongoing lesson. Life is an ongoing journey. And we have to learn to accept that and to adjust to that. Because people that don't accept that and don't adjust to that always continue to remain the same. What happens when you remain the same is you don't grow into your full potential. You stay in your comfort zone. Nothing grows when you're in your comfort zone. I was in my comfort zone for many years before I moved to Los Angeles. And I remember when I was in my comfort zone, I wasn't happy. Everything I did just seemed so repetitive. And my dreams just felt so unattainable. It just seems like nothing I would ever do would be able to get me even remotely close to any of my goals. But the honest truth was, I wasn't doing anything to accomplish those goals because I was stuck in my little box of being comfortable because I didn't want to go and venture into the unknown. I liked the little friends that I had. I liked the little life that I had. I liked the little house that I had. I liked the little job that I had. I liked my little routine. I liked where I was, but I wasn't fully content because the promise that God put in my heart was so much bigger than the comfort box I was keeping myself in. I was the one in the way of myself. I was the one holding myself back from progressing in life and from achieving my goals. So I had to dig deeper. I had to dig deeper to find out what it was that really made Ari Rose happy. And then I had to get out of my comfort zone and face my fears to start moving my feet. And when you dig deeper, it is by no means easy. You find out a lot of things about yourself. Maybe things in the past that you have guilt about. Maybe things in the past that make you feel a little shameful. And when you start wanting to change and you start digging deeper, that self-doubt kicks in. And then you start getting afraid and you want to run back to that comfort box. It's just like this ongoing tug of war when you start digging deeper. But you have to realize that you are bigger than your past. That you deserve more. That you deserve to be the best version of yourself. You know, a common comment that I hear from people when I speak to them, whether it's coaching clients or I come across people that, you know, get comfortable in opening up to me, or even friends and family members, is, I don't feel like there's any good men left I think I'm going to be by myself for a while or forever. That is farthest from the truth. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to learn to dig deeper within ourselves and ask ourselves, are we doing everything in our possibility to become the best version of ourselves? Because maybe we're not being provided with that significant other because we're not who we're supposed to become yet. We haven't evolved. We still have some developing to do. Maybe the version that we are at that time, God will not provide that person for you because you might mess it up. Because you have not grown into the woman you need to become or the man you need to become to receive that significant other. Maybe it's time that you take a moment and dig a little deeper. Every day you should be digging deeper. It doesn't mean every day you're going to go run 3 miles. Every day you're going to read the Bible from front to, from start to finish. It just means that every day you are going to hold yourself accountable to dig a little deeper. What do you need today? What will make you happy today? In a world where money wasn't an issue and fear wasn't an issue, what would your ideal life look like? What do you need to get that? It's time for you to go a little deeper. And this is the perfect time to start if you haven't been doing that. And maybe you have been doing that, but you're not consistent with it. Consistency is key to reaching your dreams. Consistency is key when you are achieving your goals. We must be consistent with digging deeper. You can't slack off. You can't get lazy on yourself. You can't give up on yourself. Don't sell yourself short. When you stop digging deeper and you stop evolving and you stop growing into the best version of yourself, the only person you are cheating is yourself. When you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, are you doing everything possible to grow, to elevate, to become the best version of yourself? And you know you're not, but you walk out that door and you lie to yourself and you tell yourself, yes, I am. I'm doing the best possible. You're not lying to me. You're not cheating me out of any greatness. You are cheating yourself. Get consistent with digging deeper. We are almost done with 2020. It is time for 2021. It is around the corner. In the blink of an eye, we are there. Who is it that you want to be in 2021? What type of man or woman would you like to see in the mirror in the morning? What are you lacking in life that you wish you had? It's not unattainable, guys. It is right there. It is in front of your eyes. And just as bad as you want that, it wants you as well. But you got to dig deeper. Anyways, I hope you guys liked this Monday podcast. As always, please make sure to subscribe. Please leave a review and share this with your friends and family. I hope you are all safe. I pray love, positivity, but most importantly, I pray strength and courage over each and every one of you so that you too may learn to dig a little deeper. Until next time.